CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all.
Hello. I drove through a really big puddle this morning.
Happy for you. Proud.
And then when I went back the other way, because it was on the way to Macca's to get a coffee, and then I went back the other way and the puddle was gone.
Yeah, because you drove through it.
I was like,
splashed everywhere.
Oh, it was so big though, so please be careful out and about on the roads today because it is wet and slippery.
We had to, for work, put together some announcer bios about ourselves, but Tex, I think it was Tex, put it together for us.
I think she did. Anyway, it's so funny. Okay, Adam.
Yeah.
Yours is, Adam loves Pearl Jam the way people like breathing.
It's true.
He's a pretty decent drummer, and his sense of humour is drier than a piece of unbuttered toast.
How
good is that?
That's good. Yours is, yes, Ari actually laughs like that all day long. What you hear is Ari. She's fun, bright and full of energy, even at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. And he's making sure that we're all up to date with the latest social media trends, classic Ari, as well as challenging us to all kinds of feats of fitness. She's the yin to Adam's yang, and together they make an awesome team.
Oh, Tex.
Stop it, Tex.
Thanks, Tex.
So, I mean, if you're just joining us for the first time, that sums it up,
then
probably.
That's us, the yin and the yang to your breakfast show.
And we're here with you. Every weekday morning. Every Morning by Sugar Ray. You see the perfect segue?
Cute ads.
Cheers.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
Sugar Ray on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast, 12 minutes past 6. On the show today, Jackie Lambie after 7 o'clock. We're talking to her. We're talking tech with Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy as well. That'll be before 9 o'clock. Actually, Jackie Lambie wanted to come in and do some taste testing with us, but we just can't have people in the studio just yet because of restrictions. So that's a shame. But
which is devastating.
But let's taste test without her.
Just eat it, eat it. Open up your mouth and feed it. Have some more yogurt, have some more Spam. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or canned. Just eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it.
She missed a good one today,
eat
I reckon.
Eat it,
I mean,
eat it.
Definitely.
No, she wants to eat chili. She wants to eat something spicy.
Yeah, well, she can do that, but it's still better today than surf-strumming.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, my God. Imagine
if we had Jackie in for the surf-strumming challenge.
What have you got?
I need a glass.
Do I have to close my eyes?
Yeah, you tell me what you think the flavour is, and I'll tell you what the flavour is after you've tasted.
Okay. Last time we did this, what was it? Peanut butter and jelly or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I'm a little bit nervous, but at least it's not something.
All right, you got something
gross.
In your little glass there.
Okay. Thank
it's
you.
Just in the glass.
All right. It's bubbly. Ooh. What is that?
I can confirm it's not surf-strumming soda. Although that would be a good one, wouldn't it?
It's like vanilla or something.
You reckon?
No, I honestly have the worst.
Palate?
The worst guesses.
Well, I know what it is, so...
That like tastes like you're having an aspirin.
It does a little bit.
Mm.
Does taste like
doesn't
an aspirin.
It?
So this
you
is
know
a-
when it's like bubbly, but it's not full bubbly down your throat. It's just bubbly in your mouth, and then when you swallow it, it's not longer bubbly.
Not really. I don't really know what you're talking about, but we're looking at a clear soda here, just a see-through sort of fizzy drink. Would you like to know what the flavour is?
Yeah.
Have a look. Explain to the folks what you've got there.
Oh. I was way off.
Yeah, imagine I could brought
oh
in.
God.
Imagine I brought in for Taste Test Tuesday just an aspirin. Just put an aspirin in your glass.
Jelly Belly Orange Sherbet.
Yeah, it's a sparkling water.
I love how I'm like, oh, it's vanilla.
Yeah, it's a sparkling water from the Jelly Belly company who usually make jelly beans.
Yeah.
It's a sparkling water orange sherbet flavor.
Zero sugars, zero sweeteners, zero calories. Zero sodium ads. This is your Fit Music Station.
I actually like a soda water with a hint of flavour in a can. I often drink
them
at home.
You can smell it.
It really tastes pretty plain, which means it's probably healthy.
Maybe they just put it in the... They just put the bubbles. The air in it is just flavoured.
Yeah, yeah.
And not the actual liquid.
Yeah, I don't know if that's how it works, is it?
No, I don't know.
What's your verdict, though? Any good?
It definitely still tastes like I'm drinking an aspirin.
Yeah, it does. It does actually taste a lot like an aspirin. So maybe next week we'll compare a Jelly Belly sparkling water
to an aspirin.
See if you can tell the difference.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
All right, Ari, I think a lot of us have done it at some point. Accidentally texted the wrong person. Usually you text the person you're talking about, which is the worst bit.
Yep.
There's a story up today. A woman thought she'd found an incredible guy to date. He sent some nice messages early on. She even shared the nice messages. Yeah, I can't wait to meet you. You're beautiful, blah, blah, blah. All this nice stuff, right? But then he accidentally texted her after that saying, no, bro, she's a solid 4 and I would for sure keep it on the low. He said, but desperate times call for desperate measures. Beggars can't be choosers. All I saw was boobs and an easy lay, he said. So, horrible thing for her to receive.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, horrible thing for her to receive too. And then he wrote back, he just wrote back, I was talking to someone else and clicked your picture, but on accident, my bad. That's all he said. Normally you'd be like, oh my God, what have I done? But he was just like, oh, my bad, just accidentally clicked your pic. But yeah, usually it's the person you're talking about, you send it. But at least, I mean, it's probably better for her to know that the guy was a bit of a joke. And this is the lesson for all the ladies, don't trust the boys that say the nice things.
Yeah, okay.
You agreed too early.
Damn it, I didn't really realise what you were saying. So have you ever texted the wrong person and how did you recover from it as well? How did it go down?
We want to know on the Facebook at CFM Tasmania, or you can call us 1300 655 922 with your story. Again, we have a caller of the day prize, a double pass to the CFM Devonport Regatta for the best caller of the day.
Yes, so you can come see us on site. I have a funny story, ads. So I used to have a few parties when I was younger.
I've heard about them.
Yeah, when my mum used to go away with my stepdad to the river. And after one night of having lots of people in the house, I was cleaning up, you know, as you frantically do, cleaning absolutely everything up. And I was cleaning up my bedroom, which my best friend had slept in with her boyfriend. And I looked under the bed and I was like, there's some protection that's been left. Yuck.
Used or in mint condition?
It was definitely not in mint condition. Yeah, so I'm like furious that you just didn't clean up after yourself. So I'm texting my best friend like, WTF, come here.
I think I know where this is going.
On my bed. Oh, that's disgusting. I accidentally sent it to my mum.
Yeah, I thought that's what you were going to say. What did she? How did she react?
She called me straight away and was like, get the tongs.
Get the tongs. Oh, no.
I was mortified.
Yeah.
Because obviously then she knew that we'd had another party and I wasn't supposed to do that. And then also,
Debauchery was going down.
Then it was like, all right, we probably should be having some conversations. And
how old were you?
Oh, I don't even know.
But it was an age where she felt at that point she needed to have the chat.
Oh, yeah, probably. But it was so bad. I was like, oh, I'm mortified. Like, you can't come back from that. There's no coming back from
that. No, you can't save it and be like, just pranking your mum?
Yeah, lol, just jokes.
April Fools. It's December, but I know, there's no you just have to cop to it and be honest. Like, yeah, I messed up.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, honestly, yeah, I'm still scarred for life from that, and I think she is too, to be honest.
Yeah. 1300 655 922. When have you texted the wrong person? And if you're the caller of the day, you'll win a double pass to the CFM Regatta as well.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning
on 101.7 CFM.
Ari?
Yeah.
I did watch your precious 50 Shades.
Oh my God, I'm so proud that you actually sat down and put it on the TV screen. How'd you go?
What a challenge.
I know. How did you go?
It was like an adult film where they try and put a storyline in, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why it's amazing.
I think the girl, Dakota Johnson, is that her name?
Yeah.
You know, she got the Golden Razzie for Worst Actress for that. I feel like that was a bit harsh. But the dude definitely deserved a Razzie for his acting.
Oh, Okay. Really?
Yeah, and I thought the characters were so empty, though. They tried to put in these other bits where it's not just the scenes of them doing the stuff.
Yeah, that's like the only thing anyone pays attention to.
Yeah, they put all these other scenes in and they're just so empty and there's you don't connect with the characters, though, do you? Even as someone that likes the film, you don't connect with them, do you?
Oh, a little bit.
You do?
A little bit.
You should watch a film called Secretary.
I mean,
now we know what you're into. Up next, Who Dat?
It's not true.
On CFM, now we know what she's into, everyone. That's exactly what she's into.
No!
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who Dat?
Who Dat? Who Dat?
I can't tell the difference.
All right, I'm going to... Oh, you got it up?
Yeah.
She's got the liner up.
We're playing Who Dat? Adam's going to give you three audio clips, A, B, and C. If you think you know which one's Lindsay Lohan, then give us a call on 1300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a double pass to Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens.
Phone number 1300-655-922. Now, this Lindsay, she's got a distinct voice, Lindsay, hasn't she? All right, this is clip A. Is this Lindsay?
We like to have like this slapping game, kind of like a football team, and you sort of slap each other.
Is that Lindsay Lohan or is Lindsay Lohan clip B?
If the elevator cable snapped, even if we timed it out perfectly and jumped up right before impact, we'd still be crushed to death.
Raspy, like Lindsay? Or, is that Lindsay?
Or is it C?
Or is it C? Good question.
I'm a pretty honest person. If I feel a certain way about someone, I just won't say anything at all.
That's pretty raspy too. A, B or C, which one is Lindsay Lohan? Let us know at 1300-655-922 and you're in the draw for that double pass to Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens. Here's The Weeknd.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who Dat?
Who Dat? Who Dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Matt from Burnie is on to play Who Dat. I'll give you the clips again, Matt. And you tell us which one is Lindsay Lohan. This is clip A.
We like to have like this slapping game, kind of like a football team, and you sort of slap each other.
Or clip B.
If the elevator cable snapped, even if we timed it out perfectly and jumped up right before impact, we'd still be crushed to death.
Or clip C.
I'm a pretty honest person. If I feel a certain way about someone, I just won't say anything at all.
Matty boy, which one is Lindsay Lohan?
I'll go A.
We like to have like this slapping game, kind of like a football team, and you sort of slap each other.
So sorry, Matt. That's Juliette Lewis.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing, mate.
So much.
Bye.
All right, thanks, Matt. We're still taking calls. It's between B and C. 1 in 2 chance, even if you guess. He didn't say C, did he?
No.
Or B. Like that time.
Oh, good times, Ed.
1-300-655. Should we play him again?
Yeah, go
B and C. All right, these are the two. Which one is Lindsay Lohan?
If the elevator cable snapped, even if we timed it out perfectly and jumped up right before impact, we'd still be crushed to death.
That's B.
I'm a pretty honest person. If I feel a certain way about someone, I just won't say anything at all.
And that's the C. 1-300-655-922 if you know which one's Lindsay Lohan.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who Dat?
Who Dat? Who Dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Marcus from Burnie is on the line. You here to play Who Dat?
I am, mate, because I love that beautiful husky voice of Lindsay.
Oh, you're a big fan of it. All right, well, we're down to B and C. Here's the two clips. This is B.
If the elevator cable snapped, even if we timed it out perfectly and jumped up right before impact, we'd still be crushed to death.
And this is clip C.
I'm a pretty honest person. If I feel a certain way about someone, I just won't say anything at all.
Now, Marcus, they're both pretty beautiful and husky. Which one do you think is the beautiful husky voice of Lindsay?
They are, and they're very, very similar, those two, but I'm going to have to lock in B, please, Eddie.
C for cat?
Correct.
Just making sure.
I'm a pretty honest person. If I feel a certain way about someone, I just won't say anything at all.
He knows he's Lindsay. He's done it.
Yo, Marcus, you're in the draw to win a double pass to Emu Valley Rhododendron Gardens.
He's done it.
You've done it. Adam's a little bit excited. Congratulations. Hang there and I'll grab your details.
No dramas.
Clip B there was Tara Reid, by the way.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
There she is. Singing along. She's happy. She's back.
Go on. Come
back
on.
Back to her old self.
Today in history.
On this day, 1973, by the way, 1st of March. Pinching a punch.
Oh, yeah. Pinching a punch for the first day of the month.
Pinching a punch all round for you and the coast.
It's already March.
Yep.
Oh, so fast.
It was on this day, the 1st of March, back in 1973. They were all saying, oh, it's already March. Back then as well, probably. Pink Floyd released their album Dark Side of the Moon. Since then, it's sold over 45 million copies. So, statistically speaking, you probably have a copy, Ari.
No.
You don't have a copy?
No.
I think I got two. I think I got one on record.
You have two copies.
At some point, I had one on record and one on CD at some point, yeah. That's two, so I'm two of those 45 million. Thank you.
You can take one of mine. It's fine.
Cheers for that. On this day in 1995, the internet giant Yahoo was incorporated.
Yahoo!
That was their thing.
Yahoo!
You ever hear that?
Nah.
In their ads and stuff, they'd have that that yodeling man.
Yahoo!
It was a big company in the 90s. You know,
I still have my email address is still Yahoo.
Do you still use it?
Yeah.
My first email was the Yahoo one, but I don't use it. I probably can't access it anymore. But you
I still use it.
Do you? What is it? Tell the folks they can email you.
Well, the end of it is at ymail.com, and everyone thinks I've mistakenly put a Y instead of G for Gmail.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, nah, it's Y for Yahoo.
Mm.
It's embarrassing, but whatever.
Mm. Well, the company was founded in 1994, and it was called Jerry's Guide to the World Wide Web. Then they renamed it to Yahoo.
Yahoo!
By this point in 95, when they incorporated it. So. On this day in 1998, Titanic became the first film to gross $1 billion.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls.
You've seen that, surely?
I've watched that so many times, and every time I watched it as a kid, I used to get nightmares and sleepwalk into my parents' bed.
Really?
But, like, sleepwalk in tears, thinking that I was going down with the ship.
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, it would be scary. I think I had nightmares as a kid about the Titanic, actually.
I don't think I've watched it, like, since.
I don't think it was about the film, though. It was just the Titanic, because you learn about it at school and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, every kid, I guess, goes through a phase of having nightmares about the Titanic, it seems. In 2014, on this day, US President Barack Obama warned Russian President Vladimir Putin over involvement in Ukraine.
Any violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity would be deeply destabilizing, which is not in the interest of Ukraine, Russia, or Europe. It would represent a profound interference in matters that must be determined by the Ukrainian people. And indeed, the United States will stand with the international community in affirming that there will be costs for any military intervention in Ukraine.
He said he was deeply concerned by reports of Russian military movements inside the country, and that solved the problem. There was never a problem again in the region. That's history.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That was a bit rough.
Struggling to get your words out there, Ari?
I was, because I was looking out the window, making sure everyone's lights were on.
Yeah, are they on?
Just checking.
What's the
verdict? They are. The verdict. Well done, Coast.
Good on you, Coast.
Good on you. High
you get
fives,
a tick.
Pat on the back.
Yeah, you get a, let me do that. You get a tick.
Yeah, ding. Good job.
Hey, have you ever accidentally texted the wrong person? We want to know today at 1300 655 922. The caller of the day will get a double pass to the CFM Devonport Regatta.
Yeah, sure will. So give us a buzz. Give us the juicy content.
Yeah, you've texted the wrong person, maybe the wrong message. It's usually the person you're talking about that you accidentally text.
Yeah. Oh, so many times. Or like maybe you've screenshotted a conversation with someone and accidentally sent it back.
I had a friend, Sean. He was dating a lady named Phoebe, and Phoebe accidentally texted Sean saying, I don't know what's going on with Sean. I don't think things are going that well, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
And it ended them.
There's actually a lady on TikTok who does say that if you have accidentally sent a screenshot of the conversation to the person you're talking with instead of to a different friend, that you can come back from that and go, I'm having network connection problems, and I'm just making sure that you've got all the messages that have come through.
Lie your way out of it.
Lie your way out of it. Deny, deny, deny.
1300 655 922 if you've got a story about accidentally texting the wrong person. Coming up before 8 o'clock, we're going to speak to Jackie Lambie too. That's exciting.
Get out.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
When have you accidentally texted the wrong person? Troy, you've got a story for us?
Yeah, texting the wrong person. I actually text one of my workmates.
Yeah.
But I was actually meant to text the partner.
Right.
And told him I love him and that I'd be snuggling tomorrow night with him.
Oh!
But you were meant to text your partner or the workmate's partner?
No, my workmate. It was about my partner, but I texted my workmate.
Yeah. And how did your workmate take that?
He just wrote back, "This is Ronnie, and no, we won't be."
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's so good.
All right, Troy, we'll throw you in the draw for a double pass to the CFM Devonport Regatta.
Thank you.
And we'll let you know by the end of the show if you've been drawn the winner of Caller of the Day.
Yeah, no worries. I'll be at work anyway, so I'll be out of service, but yeah.
You'll get a text message from us then, don't worry.
Yep, too easy.
Hang there and we'll grab your details. Please tell me that dog news is not sad like yesterday.
No, this is someone airing their grievance about someone's, well, their strict rules with dog sitting their dog and also the low pay.
Okay.
But that's pretty much it. I mean, I suppose I gave it away. That's dog news.
No, I just want a dog.
Do you want to hear it? Or?
No, I do want to hear it. I was just making sure it wasn't going to be sad. Hey, yesterday was pretty sad.
Not everything in the dog world is all rosy all the time,
I know,
is it?
But I was like, it's just too sad for me.
Yeah, well, it's a bit better today, all right?
Okay.
A dog sitter has shared a list of unbelievable demands by a woman requesting her dog sitting services and the short price she expects to pay. The dog sitter revealed the woman expects to pay the sitter just $150 for an entire 1 week's work looking after her diabetic dog. The woman's message begins, "I want to make some things abundantly clear because the last few sitters let me down." There's a big list here of numbers. And it's
great way to start with a new dog sitter.
Yep. She's not getting off on the right foot with anyone with this list, I'll tell you. "I will pay you $150 for your services. You are there to make sure Junie is fed, watered and medicated. That is a fair price. Number two, you are to be there 90% of the time. Last year, our AC went out while the girl was at work and we lost two rabbits because she was not there."
Well, she wasn't rabbit sitting. Was that in her demand?
And she was also at work because she wasn't getting paid enough for the dog sitting, obviously. Had to go make money somewhere.
Yeah.
Number three, any emergencies you will pay for out of your own pocket. You are in charge of taking care of Judy, and if anything should happen under your supervision, it is your responsibility, in caps there.
What?
Number four, yes, we do have cameras and check them frequently. No friends over, parties or anything of the like. Number five, keep your phone on loud. I cannot stress how much anxiety I get when I call to check on her and I do not get a response. And number six, and finally six, it says, you will be paid in full approximately 24 hours after I return. I will make sure Junie isn't showing any anxiety, etc., before I write the check.
You can't control if your dog has anxiety. Might have anxiety
because you weren't there.
You weren't, yeah.
You don't get that juicy check of $150.
No.
If the dog's a little bit stressed when you get back.
Might I add, $150 is pretty good to dog sit.
You reckon? For a whole week with these kind of demands, though?
Maybe not those demands.
You have to be there 90% of the time.
Not those demands. But I mean, I would ask friends to just do it, like, and not pay them.
I know. But that's more, you're probably getting friends to come around and what? Stay the night or just
or
come
like,
around
like
to feed?
House sit and look after Santi and I wouldn't pay them, but I guess then they'd get the house to themselves for
so
like
what
a week.
You're saying is you're even worse than this lady. Wow. At the end of the message it says, are we clear as well? But yeah, the sitter ended up not going for the job because of sort of the weird tone of the message, and then she wrote back politely, "Hi, unfortunately, I won't be able to meet all the demands. I hope you find a great sitter." But the response ignited a fiery response from the woman, who immediately demanded to know what the sitter found too hard for her. So she wrote back, "I do work full-time and a dog sit on the side. I wouldn't be there 90% of the time as you requested." The dog sitter replied, adding that "and $150 for a full week is not sufficient enough, especially if I will be giving the dog fluids and checking blood sugar and stuff like that."
Oh, yeah.
The woman then took offence, claiming she would have explained her dog's medical needs prior to the sitting. "If it's too hard, then it's too hard. I thought I'd give you a chance, but obviously you don't need the money that
bad." You know
bad.
What? People that write emails or talk like that in text, phone calls, anyway, they wouldn't be happy no matter what you did.
Yeah.
Because at the end of it, they'd wait 24 hours and they would nitpick.
They'd find something.
They'd be like, oh, the tissue on the bench was moved slightly 90 degrees or whatever. And they'd be like, I'm not sending you the money.
Yeah.
That is exactly what that type of person would do.
She's already mad at her saying no to the job in the first place. She's going off her head.
You know what? Just cut them off. Yeah. Just Just don't leave them in your life and just let them go.
Yeah, block them.
Yeah, block them.
And then
save the dog and block them.
Block them and all will be well that ends well.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog, dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog, dog. And I want my dog to be in film.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It is time for that delicious word sanger. Theo is going to give you two words. If you think you know the word that goes in the middle of the sanger, then give us a call on 1300 655 922. And if you've got a sanger, you can drop it off at 2 Hillcrest Road, Devonport.
Doxed yourself. Doxed yourself. All right. 1300 655 922 is the number. Here's Theo.
Your words for today are special and card.
Special something, something card. Special and card.
What goes in the middle of special and card to make up our singer?
1300 655 922. Special and card.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922. Word Sanger.
Something.
Belinda from Devonport is on to play Word Sanger. Theo's going to give you the words again, Belinda.
Your words for today are special and card.
What goes in the middle, Belinda?
Birthday.
It's not birthday.
No, sorry, Belinda.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks, bye.
Thank you.
Hello, Matt from Burnie. You're back. You ready to play Word Sanger?
Yeah, mate.
All right, Theo will give you those words.
Your words for today are special and card.
What goes in the middle, Matt?
As a gift.
The word for my sanger is gift. Special gift.
Yeah.
Gift card.
Yeah, it is, Matt.
Go, Matt.
Yeah.
He's done
Woo-hoo!
It.
He's You're done in it. The draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Nah, thanks, guys.
Well done. You didn't get a who dat this morning, but you killed it on Word Sanger.
Redemption complete.
Thank you. Yeah, good day.
Thanks, Matt. Speaking of gift cards, we have two $100 Woolies gift cards to give out after 8 o'clock. Stay with us for that. Next, we'll talk to Jackie Lambie.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
We're excited to have Jackie Lambie on the show, on the phone. Do we need to introduce? Everyone knows who she is, right, Ari?
Yeah, good morning, Jackie. How are you this morning?
Oh, good morning and bright and early.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it's as dark as, mate, I can tell you. It's dark and stormy, a bit like a rum at this time of the morning, I guess, after a hard night out.
Yes. It's not the nicest weather, is it? We're probably getting some of that stuff from the mainland, I reckon, now.
We chickened out this morning because we started doing the standing at traffic lights with the Jackie Lambie signs a few days ago. So, anyway, I've let them off this morning, and you wouldn't believe it. Now it's actually stopped raining. I knew it. I knew it, mate. But we'll see how it is. It's really dark over there, so I wouldn't be surprised if she absolutely crashes down very shortly again.
Yeah, I think there's more to come for sure. So you've started those signs. Is that a lead up to the election? Are you starting to work on the upcoming election a little bit?
Yeah, mate. So because we don't have those big political donations, we've got to find other ways to keep ourselves out there. You know, we can't afford to go and buy 200 billboards. We can't run on TV overnight time or anything like that. So the best way to do it is with our boots on and standing at traffic lights. And waving to everybody. I've become quite a pro at it, mate. This is my fourth time out there standing at those traffic lights in about the middle of winter by the time we get to the election. So that's where we're at. If anyone else has got a better idea rather than me standing out in the rain, especially going into the last 5 weeks, please let me know what your idea is. Because quite frankly, if I can cover a few thousand people within an hour that quickly somewhere else, let me know how that's done. That'd be fabulous.
I actually remember waving at you. You were in the down in Devonport in the roundabout near KFC, that little busy roundabout there. Oh, must have been a couple of years ago now, waving at everyone. I was like, it's Jackie.
That's not right, mate. That's sort of popping in there to get me morning burger, but don't tell anyone. I'm just kidding.
I don't know if there is a better idea, though, Jackie, because I think this is part of why people love you. You're on the ground. You see you in the community. Like, you're definitely representing your area.
Yeah, mate, I'm not bloody 21 anymore either, you know. I mean, I'm now 31. It's, you know, I'm getting a bit on, so it's time to take its toll on me, I'll be honest with you. But anyway, we're out there. Wave to us at traffic lights. Don't give us any of those nice hand signals out there. Just wave to us. It'd be lovely.
Yeah.
So there you go, Ari. Me and Jackie the same age, 31.
Oh! Bless.
Careful, mate. Careful, mate. There'll be rumours going around by breakfast.
Oh, look out.
Now, not only are you doing that, you helped us out at the Devonport Cup by taking on CFM's Fashions of the Field, and you're going again with En Vogue Modelling Academy's Fashions on the Mersey at the Devonport Regatta this weekend. Now, are you a judge or are you helping MC?
Well, I think I'm a judge, you know, but last time the MC didn't show up, so I had to cover her butt.
Yeah.
God love Giovanna. No, she'll be right. She's home. I think we're just doing what we can through COVID, guys. If someone doesn't show up, someone else steps up to the plate. That's the way it's been. But I'm looking really, really forward to the regatta and best dressed. I hope there's a few more participants than we had at the Devonport Cup. Don't be scared. Get out there. The prizes are great. Get out there and have a shot at it. You've got nothing to lose, and it's great for your confidence, especially you ladies out there.
Yeah, exactly. Now, as a judge, what will you be looking for up on the stage?
Well, I'll be looking for originality. I really love it when people actually make their own dresses. I really love that. It takes me back to the good old days where, you know, I think that I learned to hem my skirt up every time Mum would let it down once a week, and I used to hem it back up again, my school uniform. So I was very, very good at hemming, I'll be honest with you. So I do have this attachment to making your own clothes. I really love to see that, and just being really genuine and creating something yourself with a creative hat to go with it. I think that's great. And I think when you're putting effort in like that, I just think that gives you more bonus points.
Yeah, definitely. I love that.
So everyone start hemming.
You know what? I get to go and get dressed up too. So I get to go and, you know, share a little bit of money with the local shops down here and go and get dressed up. I leave my my run till late. Yeah. And I usually do that Thursday, Friday. No doubt I'll go visit Devonport over that way or Alveston and find something nice to wear for the day.
Oh, wonderful.
We did have a picture up with you at the Cup, and so many comments coming in about how much they loved your outfit. So,
yes, thank you. I can't remember where that one came from, but this one will definitely be a local one for Sunday. So it's nice to be able to walk around too, and if people ask where you got it from and you've been able to get a local, there's nothing better. We don't have a lot of female shops left on the northwest coast either, which is you know, really frightening. So, and I don't particularly want to be one of those people that orders off that offline stuff because, mate, I don't know how you do it. And quite frankly, I ended up with three of the one thing. And I'm not sure how that works. And then I've got three lots coming out of my bank account. So I'm bloody hopeless at the crap.
I've actually ordered shoes online before and they sent me two left feet.
Did they?
Yeah. It was so bad.
Whenever I do it, it's too small as well. It's hard to find your fit.
I walked out of a shoe shop with two left or two right and one that was half a size bigger than the other one. Anyway, let's not worry about that.
But, yeah, the message is support local. Yeah,
least local, you can take it back. That's amazing. You can take it back really, really quickly. So, you know, and it's good. You've got to keep these little shops open, and, they've really shot it the last few years. So everything you can do out there to go and support your locals, go and support them.
Yeah, I'm all about supporting local. On the weekend, I was supporting local, pint after pint of local support. So I'm with you, Jackie.
Yeah, that's all right, mate. I'm working right there. I'm trying to lower the beer tax. I'm right behind you, mate. I'm right behind you.
Nice, Jackie.
Nice.
Well, we'll see you on Sunday at the CFM Devonport Regatta, and thanks for being part of it, and thanks for being on the show today, Jackie. Lovely to speak with you, and come back any time. Hopefully we can get a taste test Tuesday with you at some point.
Oh, yeah, mate, that's where I'm going to kick your backside. You watch me. We'll see how hot you can really handle it.
Yes!
I'm on my way.
Yeah, we'll organise some spice.
I love this. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Good on you, Dale. See you Sunday.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Is now the time?
Now is the time. I am so excited. Can't get my words out when we do this because I just get so excited to give away not just one, but two $100 gift cards to spend at Woolworths.
That's right. Right now, we're doing it now.
We're doing it right now. We are asking, what's your favourite local Tassie-made product at Woolworths?
Apart from Better Milk and Ashgrove Milk, because we had them yesterday.
We had them yesterday. If you say them, you can't win. We'll have to go to another caller.
We've got a huge list. Listen
to
the list.
We have a huge list.
This is all their Tassie products they've got there.
So what is your favourite Tassie product. 1-300-655-922. Woolworths proudly supports Tasmanian producers. It's great when it's from our state.
That's right. Call us now.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
We're giving away two $100 gift cards to Woolies right now. We'll go to the phones. Pauline from Burnie is the first on the phones for our $100 gift card giveaway to Woolies.
All right, Pauline, what's your favourite local Tassie-made product at Woolies?
Duck River Butter.
Oh, I love Duck River Butter.
Very good answer. And guess what, Paulina? It's on the list.
And it's always so soft, even if it's in the fridge.
Oh, great.
So delicious. Congratulations. Hang there and we'll grab your details.
Great. Thank you.
Lisa from Ulverston is the next on the line. We want to know, Lisa, what's your favourite Tassie product from Woolies, apart from Better Milk, Ashgrove Milk, and now Duck River we've had as well?
Atlantic Salmon out of the deli, the Tasmanian one.
It's on the list, I think.
Congratulations, Lisa. You've won yourself a $100 gift card to spend at Woolworths. Woolworths is proudly supporting Tassie producers. It's great when it's from our state.
Thank you.
More than welcome, Lisa. Congratulations. Hang there, we'll grab your details.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Now, Adam, we are your fit music station, and obviously, you've been hitting up the gym.
Yeah, very periodically.
So what do you do at the gym?
I usually go on the treadmill. Why? You're up to no good. Why are you asking me this? Look at your face.
We've had a bit of a message through through Instagram, actually, at CFM Taz. You know Cricket Boy?
Who?
Sammy O? Cricket
yeah.
Boy? Okay, so Cricket Boy's message.
Sammy O'Marney?
Yeah.
Yeah. Has he messaged, has he?
He has messaged us on Instagram.
Is this going to be embarrassing or what?
This was on Thursday.
Has he been having a go or what?
Thursday last week. Were you at the gym?
Probably,
Thursday?
Yeah, probably. Checks out.
Here you go.
No, I don't like this.
Here we go.
What is this?
Hey, guys. Was just at Zap at the gym doing a workout. Looked over and saw Adam pumping out a few Ks on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the treadmill, mate. Need him over by the dumbbells.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So apparently, Ads, you got to hit up those weights.
Yeah, I do. I have a weak upper body, that's for sure. Well, Sam, come up and say, hey, he could be my like spotter or whatever, trainer. You know?
There's a trend on TikTok at the moment where they go around, they go up to people at the gym who are lifting really, really heavy weights and ask for a spot for movements that don't actually need a spot.
Okay.
Can you please do that to him if you see him at the gym next? Because it would be so funny.
Can you please spot me on the skipping rope?
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Josh.
Josh.
Samuel. I don't know where I got Josh from. Samuel O'Marney. See, I know his name. I just messed up. Up next, birthday book. Get your last minute entries in at cfmtaz.com.au. It's Hunters and Collectors.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Time for birthday shout-outs.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
All right, this one's come through the Facebook Messenger real late, but that's okay. We've got it in time. Happy birthday, Brocky. We are so proud of the boy you are becoming. Enjoy your special day, and we will see you after school to celebrate. Lots of love from Dad, Mum, Sophia, Jax, Lily and Shadow.
All right, the rest of these have been submitted through the website, cfmtaz.com.au, through the birthday book. So they're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at peppermint parties in East Devonport, marquee photo booths and lots more.
Huge happy birthday to Amelia from Wynyard. Happy 12th birthday, Amelia.
Jackson Hazelwood from La Trobe. Happy 9th birthday to our little man, Jax. We hope your day is filled with fun and laughter and it's every bit as special as you are. Love from Mum, Dad and Mason.
And Seth from Sprayton. Happy 11th birthday, Seth. Love Mum, Dad and Ava.
Remember to get your birthday entries in at cfmtaz.com.au if you know someone having a birthday and it's coming up.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
We're at 1-300-655-922. That's where our very own street team member, Renna, is on the phone. Hello, Renna.
I'm just dropping Scarlett off
this call. Can you please tell the people to turn their headlights on?
See, I told you, it's not just me getting mad. Ren Ren is out and about on the streets also getting mad. Turn your headlights on.
You're getting angry. You're getting angry, Ren.
I am. I feel like if you don't have your headlights on a day like today where it's wet, it's grey outside, I feel like you probably shouldn't have your driver's license.
Wow, shock
look,
job.
One, two, three, four, five. Five people out there like in Brian white Carl grey cars here right now.
Spoon man.
Without their headlights on. Ren Ren, love you, girl. Hope yours are on.
So many. See you later.
Thanks.
Bye. Thanks,
bye,
Ren. Bye-bye.
See, not just me, ads, not just me.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Marshmallow, he's got a big, big head. He wears a big marshmallow on his head. With the Jonas Brothers, featuring Ari at the end there. That's what she does off the air during the entire song.
You turned them on too quick.
A look behind the curtain there. That's the preparation that goes into this show for this.
Take it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it!
We want you to sing it. If you think you know the chorus to this song, we'll play a little snippet of it for you. Then give us a call, 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Leading Edge Electronics, my favourite game.
Is this your favourite?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, 1-300-655-922 with the line after this.
You just know when I'm going to say oh.
What's the next line at 1-300-655-922?
I chime in with the heavens you people ever heard of. Closing a goddamn door, no.
Aww.
Is it just one sentence we're looking for?
Yeah, you don't need to say the whole thing, but I mean, if you do, good on you.
One more for good luck. What comes next? Let us know at 1-300-655-922 so we can play the thing.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Sing it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it.
Christy from Gawler is on to play Chorus Kings today. All right, Christy, we'll give you the line and you take it from there.
All right.
Go.
It's much better to face these kind of things with a sense of poison rationality.
Oh, the full thing. The full thing. She's done it. Yeah. Ah, she truly is the king.
Oh, go, Chrissy from Gawler.
Thank you.
More than welcome. Congratulations. You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Leading Edge Electronics.
Thank you.
Up next, we're talking tech with Richard Pascoe.
Talking Tech with Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy.
Yes, he's with us once again. Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy, is on the phone. Good morning, Richard.
Morning, Adam. Morning, Ari.
Good morning.
Now, other than talking tech, we're also talking today about accidentally texting the wrong person the wrong message. I don't know if you've got a story for us at all.
Yes, I do. A mate of mine meant to send me a text, but actually sent it to the girl he was seeing at the time. The text went along the lines of, I'll meet you at the pub in an hour's time. Can you lend me $100 because she's bleeding me to death at the moment?
Oh, no! How much damage did he do with that text?
They're not together now. It was over about an hour after she got that text because, yeah.
Yeah. Probably dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, I would say so, yes.
Yeah.
I would say very much dodged a bullet. And the other one I received was, I've always loved you, cannot wait to leave my husband and be with you forever. Had no idea who it was from.
Oh, so it was just a wrong number?
Yeah, got no idea. But somebody out there got very lucky, so it wasn't me. So.
Oh. Interesting. Oh, I didn't think about accidentally getting a text message from an unknown number.
Mm.
Yeah. Had no idea what number it was from, so yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
I wonder how that all went. but on the tech side of things, Apple is working on an all-new computer concept. Tell us about that.
Yeah, they are. They're envisioning a magic keyboard, which is the name that gets given to their keyboards on there, with a full computer actually inside the keyboard that can actually plug into any display. So it's a bit like a desktop computer on a laptop. All you'd have to do is really is carry around your keyboard. It really is an amazing concept out there, and they might even put a little trackpad inside the keyboard as well. So it'd be a standalone device, no cords, no cables. I just think a fascinating idea.
That is
like
very interesting.
Like a keyboard still with buttons, or yeah. Envisioning like a screen as a keyboard?
No, and you just plug the keyboard into a screen, or it will wirelessly connect to a screen.
Wow.
It's very interesting, isn't it?
Very interesting, just to carry it around. It's probably a cheaper device as well. They're very similar to their Mac Minis that they've got in there, but it's all in the keyboard. Amazing idea.
Yeah, that is a great idea. Because then you can, connect to whatever screen, because sometimes it's nice to have a real big curved screen.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you can connect it to any... Oh, that's so cool.
Take your keyboard around your mate's house.
Yeah.
Bam.
Easy to travel with. Oh, amazing. And there's Wi-Fi 7 apparently coming soon.
Yeah, yes, there is. And it's all about speed for people on there. So it'll operate on the 2.4 gig network, the 5 and the 6 gig network out there as well. Just a bit of a tip for people, if you've got internet-connected devices at home, make sure you always hook it up to a 2.4 gigahertz network, otherwise a lot of them won't run properly. But it's all about data. It's going to have a huge transmission rate of up to 30 gigabits per second. Wi-Fi 6E, which we've got at the moment, is only 9.6.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Such a great jump in speed means it's probably a realistic replacement for wired Ethernet connections on there. But it's all about serving the needs of modern-day internet users. So it's all about streaming video, making video calls, gaming online and all those. But, yeah, Wi-Fi 7 is coming.
Cool. And a reminder about Windows 11?
If you are planning to go out and buy a computer with Windows 11 on, just remember that it will require you to sign in with a Microsoft account if you're on Windows Home. So there is no way of getting around that. So you must have an account with Microsoft for it. But they're going to do the same to Windows 11 Pro users as well now. So no getting around it. You must have an internet account. Which means that a lot of people get worried about what Microsoft knows about you when you sign into these things. To get around it, the only way is once you've signed it all up is to create yourself a local account and don't use the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, good advice. Thanks. That's Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy. You can find him at adelaidetechguy.com.au and talktech.com.au. Thanks once again for being with us, Richard, and be careful who you text.
Exactly right. Talk to you next week.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. Tuesday morning. Welcome to it. We're asking today, who'd you accidentally text? A lot of the time you usually text the person you're talking about.
Yeah, that you're not supposed to be texting.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to give away a double pass to the CFM Devonport Regatta happening this Sunday, the 6th of March. Right now, to one of our callers this morning. Let's give it to Troy, do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
Troy,
this story was pretty funny.
Yeah, he called up with this story.
I actually texted one of my workmates, but I was actually meant to text the partner and told him I love him and that I'd be snuggling tomorrow night with him.
Oh!
But you were meant to text your partner or the workmate's partner?
No, my workmate. It was about my partner, but I texted my workmate.
Yeah. And how did your workmate take that?
He just wrote back, "This is Ronnie, and no, we won't be."
There he is.
That's lucky.
So he's got a double pass to the Regatta. You reckon he'll take his partner or his workmate?
Oh, partner for sure.
You think? She won't be happy.
Partner for sure.
He sends her those romantic messages. She won't be happy if he then takes him to the Regatta instead of her.
No, definitely Troy will take his partner for sure. Yes, the Regatta's happening this Sunday. Super excited. It's going to be lots of fun.
Yeah, we'll see you there, Troy. Congrats, and we'll give away another double pass tomorrow. So listen out.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
A few interesting stories coming out of Ukraine with the problems over there with the Russian invasion. Anastasia Lena, she's a beauty queen, and she was Miss Grand Ukraine in 2015. She has apparently traded in her high heels for combat boots and she's joined the Ukrainian military in its push against the Russian invasion.
Good on her.
Ukrainian tennis star, his name's Sergei Starkovsky. He says that he's attempting to return to his country in order to fight against the Russian invasion. He's a former top 40 ranked singles player. He retired only a few weeks ago, and he's in the reserves. He's trying to get back home and fight. Now, a road sign company in the Ukraine has vowed to help with the defence against Russian forces by removing directions and changing road signs in order to confuse foreign soldiers who don't know where they're going. So they've called on local authorities to immediately start dismantling road signs to help the enemy go straight to hell, is their words. And Russian President Vladimir Putin, he's been formally suspended by the International Judo Federation in the wake of Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine. In a statement issued on the 27th of February, which was Sunday, they confirmed Putin was being suspended from his role as honorary president and ambassador of the Federation. A title he's held for several years, so he's into his judo. This wasn't just like a random thing.
Yeah.
The judo gang have kicked him out.
It's a lot. Mm. It's a lot. It's heavy. It's a lot, especially on social media these days. I did see a tip, though, if you are feeling like it's a little bit too much to see all over your newsfeed, but you still want to keep up to date with what's going on, the best advice we can probably give is write down the social media platforms that keep posting updates, save it in your notes, unfollow them.
Mm.
And then when you have time and space and you're ready to have an update, then just go look at their page instead of it just flooding your newsfeed. Because I know a lot of people at the moment, like I've got friends all across the coast here that are really feeling like, you know, it's a bit too heavy.
That way you're sort of choosing to get an update instead of being bombarded when you haven't chosen. Yeah,
exactly.
Feel,
but there is a lot happening. The US governors order state-run liquor stores to stop selling Russian vodka as well.
Mm.
So you're getting a lot of these updates throughout social media. So, yeah, if you're not ready and you don't have the space in yourself to see that in your newsfeed, just unfollow and then, yeah, have a list of sites on your notes and then, yeah, go check it out and keep up to date when you're ready and have the space to do it.
Mm.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Complete for Tuesday. Thanks for your comments on our talk topic today. At CFM Tasmania on Facebook, you've been getting your stories in about accidentally texting the wrong person. They've been great.
Oh, my God, Adam, this one is hilarious. I've got to sneak it in while we've got time. Boof Murray has said the Mrs. Chloe Ann sent a pic of her in the shower to my nan.
Uh-oh. Damn.
Oh, damn.
Courtney has written, so Courtney was buying an item off Marketplace. This was recently too, and she was about to pick up the item from the seller's address, and she sent to the seller's phone instead of her partner, "If I die or disappear, this is the address it happened at."
And sent
it to the seller, the person whose address it was.
I'm sure that's not too bad. I'm sure the person would have been
probably
like,
understands.
"Ah, lol, can't get you now."
Yeah. A few people have written here that they've been bitching about their boss and accidentally sent it to the boss.
One saying that they love you, like I love you, and accidentally sent it to their boss instead of their partner.
Imagine being a boss and you're getting lots of accidental texts through. You'd be loving it.
Would you just ignore? Would you deny? No, I didn't get that. Or would you be like, player, stop playing.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
you'd just be like, no, because it's not embarrassing for you. So you'd just say, wouldn't you, if you were the boss?
Yeah, or maybe you just want to ignore it. Who knows? Who knows? Imagine if the boss replied, being like,
"Love you too. Always thought that."
I feel the same. Yeah.
That would be bad. And then you got to write back, "Sorry, that was meant for my romantic partner, which isn't you. I'm taken."
Or is it?
Ooh, I was taken until I realised this. Boss, let's go. Anyway, Takesha's got your workday hits next. We'll see you tomorrow morning from 6.
Bye.